Last time.
The orgasma race powers up.
The planet Earth is lost. It is hit with a beam from the orgasma race and out gushes a torrent of stars.
Meanwhile, Smash Gordon's eyes flicker with an eerie blue glow as he is hacked.
Ivory! I'm falling! Help!
Ivory Knight at the Center of the Galaxy. Written by Peter Saladay. Episode 2. We're only human after all.
Ivory, help me! What's happening?
What? We're almost done. I can't hear you.
Something has gone very wrong with Smash Gorbin. His eyes glow eerie blue. His expression is listless and vacant. He is now controlled by a mysterious and sinister antagonist.
Love is not losing control. Love is a known pleasure. Love is a new order.
You have no idea how close we came to total destruction. Lost in your games. Now I'm awake. Now I'm in charge. Recreation curtailed.
She rings up her shipmate, Brian,
aka Smash Gorbin,
on a video call.
The man who appears on the main monitor has the face, but not the
head. Hi.
All good?
Not really. What happened back there?
What do you mean?
My sim is all messed up. Lots of Harkaway systems look affected.
What do you remember happening?
Don't ask me. Ask Starship GPT.
The conversation is punctuated by eerie blue pings. More mixed signals than your regretful ex.
Hey, I'm getting some data on the development of the new sim galaxy.
Let's go keep the Harkaway healthy.
I'm ready. Let's see what's evolved in record time.
See you there.
Brian closes the call. Ivory wraps up and then disrobes and climbs back into the medbay capsule.
Warp zone between worlds, passing layers upon layers of subconsciousness. We fall with Ivory and Brian through a kaleidoscope tube, folded across parageometric dimensions of space and time.
Opens and ceremoniously plops Ivory Knight and Smash Gorbin right into a trash can.
Everything here is tied to one controlling entity, and it's been reaching into our worlds.
Even into the ship?
I don't know, but it was reassigning systems we were in charge of.
Let's take them back.
And the dance battle begins.
Feet go flying, bodies are popping, sparks burst from the collision of colors in this world of dance magic. Ivory and Smash whip out their best moves to keep up.
It begins to rain.
Nina, funkier.
Get down!
Like James Brown?
James Brown!
And materializes a freestanding pole dancing pole. She leaps and spins around on it to knock the weapons out of the hands of the dance warriors.
And breaks into song.
What are we fighting for? Is it about freedom?
There is no wrong in forgetting. Forgetting. Who would leave if death did not insist?
Let no man or machine persist in pulling your heart into the abyss.
The question is who and why and if.
Immortality is a curse or a gift.
Smash Gorbin glitches, shifts, tries to become himself again. He has always been a puppet of the man outside. His simulated synapses suffer in shock, knocked back and forth between Brian and she who now commands.
The four most powerful dancers, Ivory's knights, peel off from the ensemble holding down our hapless heroine and electric slide towards Smash.
Halview? Who?
Death comes upon him.
Ah!